What are some ways that we see businesses thinking about the technology roadmap as they go into 2025?
From a percentage standpoint, more than half the budget is being spent around cybersecurity.
Yeah, more money isn't always the solution to that problem. Welcome to the latest episode of Unraveling IT Expert Tech Talks. I'm Brian Harmison, CEO of Corsica Technologies, and I have with me Peter Rodenhauser, COO of Corsica Technologies. Welcome, Peter.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good. Yeah, we're enjoying some unseasonably warm weather, so yeah. That's pretty exciting. It's a great day to talk about technology.
It is.
Which I feel like we spend a lot of our days talking about.
Well, it's always a good day to talk about technology.
It is. Especially cybersecurity. Yep. Seems to be a hot topic. And we're full into budget season here at Corsica. I know most of our clients are too. I think it's a great opportunity for us to talk about technology budgets and where to spend some money.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're spending most of our time right now in working with our clients as they are finalizing and preparing their 2025 budgets. And, you know, a big area of focus specifically within IT is of course, around security and how to protect yourselves. And, you know, it's interesting. There was a recent study published where those with cyber insurance, so those that are protected from an insurance perspective, 62% of those organizations have made claims against those policies.
Oh.
You know, which tells you that, you know, it's great to be protected financially, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're protected in terms of your endpoints and, you know, overall technology stack.
Yeah, it's probably pretty safe to say that every business we work with today has cyber insurance. So that's a pretty representative number, likely, of most modern businesses that are using technology. Well over half have made a claim in pretty recently. Year probably.
Yeah, over the past year. Not our clients.
Right.
But yes, many organizations out there. And there's a lot of repeat offenders of organizations out there that make a second claim.
Yeah, and that's consistent with what we see in the onboarding process for a new client. It's not uncommon for them to have 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 events in their past that have led them to a point of saying they need a little bit of extra help. When it comes to cybersecurity, I don't think you can have enough help these days. What are some of the big areas that you see as far as where those compromises are occurring?
Yeah, well, the biggest, you know, from a category perspective, continues to be around identity. And, you know, in terms of threats coming in, you know, impersonating accounts. So identity continues to be that top category. And the best way, you know, that we see to protect that is, you know, obviously, you know, endpoint detection is a big plus, but really it comes down to you and I, the users, right? Mm-hmm. Inside an organization and how well trained are those users. So, you know, programs around security awareness training is the biggest area to help organizations protect themselves. You know, that's what we see most often in the field.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, multi-factor can bring a level of protection, but we see people multi-factor fatigue. They get enough of those pop-ups on their phone, they hit accept and allow a bad actor into one of their accounts. And that lines up well with what we see out in the real world as well. A lot of people talk about zero trust, talk about how they want to implement more identity protection, but it's still people.
Yep.
That are instigating those. I was on the phone with a client today. We were just talking about this, who was mentioning that if we could just get our users to stop clicking on things and even talking about some unnatural controls around, maybe we'll not allow them to have any access to our environment outside of, you know, mobile devices that are managed by that environment. And that starts to get pretty cumbersome. But what are some ways that we see businesses today thinking about you know, the technology roadmap as they go into 2025. Certainly identity protection is one of those. What else are we seeing?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, going to ask you something similarly. I know you talk a lot with CEOs and CIOs, and, you know, from a percentage standpoint of an IT budget, I know that we're seeing what I'm seeing is, you know, more than half the budget is being spent around cybersecurity, you know, specifically, and programs to support it. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
Yeah, it is, and more money isn't always the solution to that problem, but it's the solution we see pretty often. And, you know, out in the wild, we see a lot of bespoke solutions that are trying to layer on different levels of protection, some more effective than others. But that spend continues to really dominate, and a lot of that's out of the fear of, you know, what could happen in a world that we see spend shifting around a lot. We see continued moves to the cloud, to SaaS applications, less spend on on-prem hardware, more spend on network and wireless technology to enable the connections to those SaaS applications. And then far and away, security is the biggest area of spend.
Yeah, and I think specifically within security, what I'm seeing is, you know, technology is one piece, but the people and process around improving incident response time is really key. And in having that capability, whether it's through, you know, your own operation or a partner organization, to be able to respond effectively and efficiently when there is, you know, some sort of event or compromise, and that's the key, right?
Yeah, speed is what makes a difference. It's the faster we catch it, and that's true in all security, in, you know, physical security, home security. The faster you can detect a problem, respond to that problem, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, most organizations, that's really hard. It's hard to have a small team that's focused on business applications, that's focused on productivity, be aware, alert, and available to respond to those things. And, you know, AI comes into that discussion a lot. A lot of cyber insurance companies provide incentives if you use AI as part of your incident response plan, which we do, and we're a big fan of. But ultimately, when it comes to the response, containment, and business continuity aspects, we need people in the loop that can make those decisions. And so AI can speed up some of that initial containment, but we still need, you know, cyber experts who can jump in and say, I've seen this before, I know how to handle it. And that's where we see a lot of businesses struggle, because the tendency can be, well, maybe I'll buy some tools, I'll hire a cyber analyst, and I think I'm in a good spot. But one person can't do that job 24/7. And, you know, I've said it on this podcast before, the bad guys know our schedule and know how to target us. And, you know, most of us here in America are on a somewhat 8-to-5 schedule and have at least 8 consistent holidays a year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so you're saying they're not very courteous and they don't intrude during 8-to-5.
They're not. Okay. They're not. Okay. Consistently, they're not. Okay. So they are opportunists.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned AI. That's an area where us, even on our own operation, we've had a lot of success in deploying technology, and where we're seeing the most, I'll say, bang for the buck in terms of benefit and value is really in that detection and identification phase of a potential incident. And then to your point, you know, we need to get people involved pretty rapidly, pretty quickly, to then really contain and protect the rest of the environment, potentially restore pieces of it. But that technology has really come a long way in terms of improving the ability to detect. And, you know, something I've shared with clients a lot is, you know, it's great that we have AI technology that's improving our ability to detect, but there's also AI technology on the other side that's, you know, being more aggressive or more sneaky than the technology we're using. So
yeah, it's a common warfare problem. One side typically follows the rules on one side and doesn't fight fair.
Yeah.
And we absolutely see that. It's driving a lot of investment in AI. And I think the big advantage that we see is, you know, the speed at which those patterns can be recognized and finding the common threats and the common patterns and rapidly getting those in the hands of people that can move that in the right direction and have the rest of the business context. I'm sure that'll continue to improve here over the years as AI matures, but we feel pretty strongly that we're gonna need people in those seats for a long time.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, it's really shifted where their focus is. You know, if I think about our own, you know, cyber organization a few years ago, a lot of the energy was spent around detection.
Even threat hunting.
And threat hunting. And now, you know, what even we've done ourselves is shifted them more towards the business continuity side of the equation so that, you know, not if but when there is some sort of impacting event, we can recover and restore as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's freed up bandwidth on those professionals to expand their skill set into, you know, the cyber. I feel like so often we talk about cybersecurity like it's own thing, but it's really meant to be woven through the culture and in the operations of our business. And so we view that the same way, much to your point, that cybersecurity has to be a thread that goes through all of IT, but the rest of operations as well. We need our CFO and our controller to be thinking in terms of good cyber hygiene as they make wire transfers and they make payments and those types of things.
Yep, makes total sense.
Yeah.
So let's role play here for a second. We'll give you a new role. I know you're a CEO. Let's make you a CIO for a day. Of, you know, we'll call it a $250 million business organization, and you're in the throes of budget season right now, and you're in the boardroom and you're going to bat for your budget.
Yeah.
What are you focused on? What are you trying to drive home?
Yeah. So you know, in today's modern business landscape, the focus has to be on where's our data, how are we using it, and how's it driving profitability in the business? And the underpinnings of that are a good, strong cybersecurity posture and a solid IT infrastructure. And so, you know, that's where I'm spending my time if I'm in that seat. And that means I found partners and teams that handle those pieces for me. And where I have my IT team focused is on data, some level of business continuity, and really enabling the business to stay ahead. It's a competitive world out there. And we have to have our systems and our data visible, actionable, ready to use for our decision makers and the rest of the C-suite.
So you mentioned partnering, and I'm a bit biased because we have a great team, you know, here. But in all seriousness, where does it make sense to, you know, basically, you know, go all in on a partner and you know, the services provided, do a little bit of a hybrid? You know, what are you seeing that's working well and what's that right formula?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a convergence of partnerships. And what I mean by that is we're seeing MSSPs go away and kind of MSPs go away in their traditional form and really merge into, you know, a set of technology experts that are able to bridge across those areas that are now the core infrastructure of operating a business on top of technology. So it's one partner, it's not many. We all know that once we have multiple people responsible for something, we don't have anyone ultimately responsible. And it's finding that partner that has the breadth of experience and, you know, that has some experience in the areas that I'm counting on my team to do as well. You know, I mentioned data. You have a lot of experience in data as well. And while we might have some internal teams that own some of the deliverable and the day-to-day operational pieces of that from a production floor, for example, you need a partner that can support the business critical functions of how you move and use data within your business as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. And something we often see is that obviously no two clients are the same, right? No two businesses.
Yeah.
The same. So we might have an organization that may have a little bit of a stronger I'll say, security posture, and they need some help on the IT side, or vice versa. So finding that partner that can provide both and offset and balance strengths and weaknesses is ultimately the key.
Yeah, and partnership today from a managed service provider, regardless of the discipline, has to look like they're part of your team. They have to feel like they're part of your team. Long gone are the days of replacing an IT team with someone outsourced. A business of the kind of size that you're talking about, by all means, needs people embedded in the culture of that business day in and day out. But those people can't have the breadth and bandwidth that an organization like Corsica can have that supports hundreds of different companies and can bring that expertise and that experience to the table.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I tell clients all the time, you know, we want to be an extension of your organization. And that's how we view ourselves.
Yeah,
as that extension in whatever capacity or whatever discipline, you know, they need help in.
Yeah.
The more we know about the business, the more we can offer in terms of value. So
great.
Totally agree.
Yeah, great. Well, yeah. Peter, thanks for joining me today. It's great talking with you. Budget time is fun, but it is tiring, and technology is a common area where there's a lot of questions about where do we invest and how do we invest. So I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. And we'll enjoy the last few warm days of the season here.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.